in response to our earlier commitments in the pre-hearing conference at this time.
Thank you. Staff?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know, think they were given an exhibit number. That's the only thing left over.
I would propose that the Meadowbank Gold Project Type A Water License Schedule of Plan Revisions be exhibit number 16 in the hard copy and number 17 in the electronic copy. And we'll need AEM to provide electronic copy if they would. Actually, it's just been confirmed that we have it. And then exhibit 18 would be Meadowbank Gold Project Type A Water License Commitment Summary in the hard copy. And number 19 would be in the electronic copy. I guess we'll just confirm that there's no objections to that.
Thank you. Any objection to that? So I take that there's none. Thank you. So it's kind of warm in here in this room at the moment. Maybe we should take a short break and refreshing before we can continue on with the NTI. Okay, we take a 10-minute break for now. Here she got on me at that. Vietnam, the Mongakai Gashi, NTI, and KIA. Is Bob and Bill join us? Okay. Tamani Chu. Okitakua, NTI and KIA join presentation now. It's your floor now. Go ahead. Carry out sworn in or affirm before continue on.
Would you please state your full name and spell it for the record?
Jackson Lindell, Jackson Lindell, Kivalliqpanuit Association.
You swear that the evidence to be given by you shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Are you okay to be sworn by oath? Mm-hmm. Please state your full name and spell it for the record.
Jeannie Ehatloa, Jeannie Ehatloak of Nunavut Tungavik.
You swear that the evidence to be given by you shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I will.
Luis Manso, Luismanzo.
And you swear that the evidence to be given by you shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Swear.
Yes.
Do you state your full name and spell it for the record?
Stephen Hartman, Stephen Hartman.
You swear that the evidence to be given by you shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead for your intervention.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will take the opportunity to thank the board for giving us the opportunity to present in front of all of you today. I also would like to thank the board staff for all the guidance during these hearings. I also wanted to thank the proponent for your cooperation and sometimes understandings and timing matters to some of the response and all the rest of the interveners who make this happen today. Our presentation today will be carried on by Stephen Hartman, the Environmental and Water Officer from KI Lands Department. The presentation will be cover the watering dike, central dikes, and tiling area designs, some of the concerns, acid rock drainage, metal leaching, and wet rocks, tiling, and water quality predictions, abandonment and closure, including some scenarios for security deposits in terms of how to hold security. I will pass now the microphone to Mr. Harman to start our presentation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. My name's, good afternoon, Water Board members, Meadowbank, and other interveners. My name's Steve Hartman. I'm with the Kivalliq Inuit Association. Meadowbank Project. Under the Nunavut Land Claims Agreement, Nunavut Tungavik Incorporated holds Inuit-owned land in trust for all Inuit. NTI, under the Nunavut Land Claim Agreement, appoints a designated Inuit organization to administer the IOL surface parcels in each of the three regions of Nunavut. In the Kivalliq region, the Kivalliq Inuit Association is responsible for this land administration. The proposed Meadowbank project is located entirely on IOL land, except for portions of the all-weather access road and the lay-down area in the hamlet of Baker Lake. KIA's role in the Meadowbank project relates to the following articles under the Nunavut Land Claims Agreement. Article 6, wildlife compensation. Article 19, licensing and permitting. Article 20, water compensation. And Article 26, IIBA. KIA and MMC have successfully negotiated an Inuit impact and benefits agreement according to Article 26 of the Land Claims Agreement. KIA and MMC have successfully signed a water compensation agreement according to Article 20 of the Land Claims Agreement. Okay. Areas of concern identified during our review. KIA and NTI identified the following areas of concern during the pre-hearing meetings held earlier in Baker Lake. Areas of concern were the dewatering dike, central dike, and tailings area design, acid rock drainage, metal leaching and waste rock, tailings, and water quality predictions. And finally, abandonment and closure. For the dewatering dikes, central dike, tailings, and tailings area design area, an independent dike safety review committee will be formed to monitor all aspects of dike performance during the construction and mine life. This committee must be able to review and comment on any deficiencies found in the design, construction material, or during mine operations. The dike safety review committee should consist of qualified technical people that are able to view broad issues associated with the dikes without being preoccupied by day-to-day operational issues. The Dike Safety Review Committee should provide quarterly reports to the stakeholders that outlines any design changes and adaptive engineering that has been implemented during the construction of mine life. This report should be provided to stakeholders within 10 business days after the end of each reporting quarter. And finally, KIA retains the right to place a qualified technical person of their choosing on this committee.